Can I just reinforce Rebecca's words? Thank you, everybody, for coming. It's, I think, a wonderful sign of respect for Graham that there is such a wonderful turnout today. He's obviously got a very important announcement to make, but before he does, I'd just like to say on behalf of Saka, congratulations on what has been a terrific career. Now, Graham, recently 100-game player. Not too many players last that long in the game. He's a Test cricketer. He's a one-day international cricketer. He's a former captain of the state, and he's one of the more competitive, I think, he's ever put on a redback cap. So today, for Graham to make the announcement he has, I think it's a proud day. From Saka's perspective, Graham, I just want to say good luck. I know there's going to be plenty in your life. I know it's probably going to be busier than it's ever been over the next little while, the next few years. So good luck transitioning out. And I guess most importantly from our perspective, we'd like to keep the doors open and stay a friend of Saka. So, mate, over to you.
Well, this isn't going to be easy, but thanks very much for coming. Clearly, I'm here to announce my retirement from first-class cricket. Look, it's been an absolute honour and privilege to be a part of the Saka and to wear the Redbacks cap. You know, it's something in the backyard playing against my brother and sister has been a dream of mine, and for the Saka and Northern Districts to have given me the opportunity to achieve what I have achieved in the game. I guess I'm indebted to them for life. Don't like people seeing me like this. There's a number of people I'd like to thank, some in this room. I'd like to start with, obviously, my club. Initially Salisbury and now to the Mitre and Districts. It's been an absolute honour and pleasure to be a part of what I believe is one of the closest, most loyal group of people. I think since the days of Wayne Bradbrook, who I guess really gave me a kickstart into choosing the pathway in the cricket, I think I've felt like the club's been part of my extended family, so I want to thank them wholeheartedly for that. To Boof, I'm not sure if he's here today, but spoken to him at length. Many people would know that I guess he moulded a lot of my beliefs and created a bit of a mantra for the way that I enjoyed playing the game. You know, to me when things weren't going so great early on in my career and became a bit of a father figure for me and my cricket. Obviously, there's been a number of coaches in my time. Greg Chappell, for one, certainly probably picked me before I played. So to him, I would like to pass on my thanks. And to Tim Nielsen, who probably stood down a little early and gave me that opportunity to play. He showed me a lot of respect when I first started, and if it wasn't for him, I don't think I would have coped as well when I first started playing at this level. So they're two guys that I think were really important into my kickstart into first class cricket. But two guys that have had a fair bit of impact, I think, over the last couple of years that publicly need to be thanked. Russell Thompson and Kima Harris. Didn't think two old blokes would make me like this, but I think they've showed real commitment and belief in me, not only as a cricketer, but as a person.